Agriculture episode number 4. Today is the 16th of November 2020, and I'm your host, Ernest. Thanks for joining us. We're talking today about erosion and erosion control agriculture. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Terrace protection and soil protection buffer save the soil in Iowa and improve water quality on Iowa farms. Erosion control is the practice of preventing and controlling the erosion of wind and water on a farm, especially in the form of soil erosion and soil fertility. Effective erosion control treats surface runoff and buffers to prevent soil erosion and fertility loss, as well as soil surface erosion. In these circumstances, the main question is how to stop soil erosion and allow smallholder farmers to produce crops that account for more than 80% of their annual income. Another important question for soil scientists is whether soil loss can be compensated for by barriers or terraces, and thus the symptoms of soil degradation can be alleviated. A study by the International Union for Nature Conservation and the European Union has shown that permanent soil cover with residue management has the greatest impact on soil erosion control. If you are wondering how to stop erosion on steep hills, a soil erosion cover is the best solution. CA could be the solution to the dilemma of steep slopes. How to produce annual crops without eroding the soil. E-erosion control mats are efficient to provide a stable soil protection layer and are designed to slow surface water and prevent erosion of barren slopes during construction and landscape maintenance. Erosion protection mats and rolling erosion control products such as soil erosion protection ceilings offer an ideal solution. Natural vegetative cover offers various ecological benefits by minimizing erosion damage and damaging the soil in a natural way. Erosion control is the process of controlling and preventing soil erosion by using natural vegetation cover such as grasses, shrubs, trees and other plants. Intensive agricultural use leads to severe soil erosion and the loss of the natural vegetation cover in the soil. For example, intensive agricultural systems, which include a large number of irrigation systems and large-scale farms, may lead to more extensive systems that do not include conservation techniques. These everyday processes often lead to erosion and can significantly affect the surrounding flora and fauna. Areas that are highly sensitive to water and wind erosion must therefore be considered for soil conservation programs. The most effective way to control erosion is to cover the land permanently, as is the case, for example, in pastures and meadows. Management and conservation practices, introduced mainly in GAEC and reducing tillage, have been quantified as a key factor in reducing soil erosion and preserving natural vegetation cover. Land loss on agricultural land has long been recognized as a major global problem affecting food production and water quality. The loss of soils and erosion of water, rich soils such as pastures and meadows, can contribute greatly to surface water and quality concerns. Read more stories like this on Cornell's News Service and read more about soil erosion and agricultural erosion control in the Journal of Agricultural Research. This is particularly true in the urbanization process, where mass grading destroys natural soil profiles and causes a significant loss of topsoil. Erosion of urban soil reduces the likelihood of healthy planting of the landscape and contributes to water quality problems. The development of Ag.E.S. plans involves the preparation of soil loss calculations that take into account soil erosion and drilling. RUSLE2 soil erosion model, which is able to predict soil erosion losses per ton and hectare. The erosion rate is then compared with the total amount of topsoil in the soil and with the average loss for each type of soil. For the agricultural activities proposed, it is also necessary to develop a less intensive management plan for each field, which meets the needs of the soil and the specific conditions. Soil erosion is a major obstacle in agriculture, affecting yields, production and damaging environmental sustainability. In addition, soil erosion occurring in agricultural areas endangers the sustainability of agricultural activities. The topography and conditions that occur on agricultural land cause soil erosion and soil degradation. Soil erosion is affecting the quality of soil, water quality and soil health of land and environment. In some areas, sustainable land management that protects against soil erosion can solve a wide range of problems. Soil is a natural resource that may look robust and endless, but is actually a fragile product of thousands of years of development. This is particularly true in areas such as agriculture, forestry, fisheries, water management, agriculture and forestry. The thematic strategy on soil protection recognizes soil erosion as a major threat to soil resources in Europe. It is part of the European Union's long-term strategy to protect soil and water resources. Soil erosion requires immediate attention and irreversible damage must be avoided in certain European landscapes. The main impacts on the sites are on biomass production and crop yields, and soil erosion contributes to biodiversity loss and biodiversity loss. A lack of proper management of soil and water resources in the agricultural sector has a strong impact on soil erosion rates. This is all for today, friends. My name is Ernest, and this was episode 4 of Agriculture. See ya next time.